Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 and H1 FY23 conference call of BSP Projects Limited, hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note, this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Parikh from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashri. On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, I welcome everyone to Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings call for BSP Projects Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, Managing Director, and CEO, Ms. Hetal Patel, Chief Financial Officer. We'll start with the opening remarks from the management regarding the industry and the results, post which we'll open up for an interactive Q&A. Over to you, ma'am.
For joining our earnings call. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our MD, Mr. Prahladbhai Patel, for his opening statement.
Thank you, Hetal. Thank you, moderator. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to each one of you, and thank you for joining us on our Q2 FY23 earnings call. I trust everyone is doing well. I believe you have got a chance to go through the investor's presentation uploaded on the stock exchange and website. I will begin with the key highlights that took place during the second quarter. BSP Projects reported an overall good performance in an otherwise seasonally challenging quarter. We are happy to announce that BSP Projects have once again recorded highest ever order book till date of rupees 5,081 crores in comparison to all previous H1. The company has received highest ever order inflow of rupees 1,512 crores in H1 FY23 as compared to 637.22 crores during H1 FY22. We are happy to announce during the current financial year the pattern of our order win is more towards institutional orders and only 7% orders received from government out of the total order inflow 1,512 crores. Also, you will see majority of the projects awarding during the current year are from the state of Gujarat. Total 14 projects were awarded during the quarter, of which the major projects are corporate office building for project by leading multinational company of value rupees 290 crore. Repeat order in precast for National Highway Street project from L&T of value 195 crore. For a court development at Ahmedabad Airport of value rupees food court development at Ahmedabad Airport value rupees 128 crore. Repeat order to construct phase two of a noodle plant by leading multinational company of value rupees 115 crore. Repeat order to construct a manufacturing unit by a leading pharmaceutical company of a value of rupees 99 crore. Archaeological museum of value rupees 97 crore awarded by Government of Gujarat. During the quarter, we completed 10 projects. All the projects were completed in time. Total projects completed till date totals to 196 projects. Few of the prominent projects completed are medical college and hospital at Rajasthan, an EPC project of high-rise commercial building in GIFT City, corporate office building for Indian Potash Limited, Gujarat, and four precast projects. As on 30th September 2022, the government projects comprises of 56% of all the business verticals. As on date, we have 49 ongoing projects, of which 50% are based in Gujarat, 36% in UP, 14% in Maharashtra, and 0.2% in Rajasthan. Bid pipeline going forward, we have a bid pipeline of approximately rupees 5,000 crore, of which 45% is from private projects and around 52% from the state of Gujarat. An update on UP projects. An update on Bhiwandi and Pandharpur. We have two slow-moving projects in total, that is Bhiwandi and Pandharpur, which together constitute to about 14% of our outstanding order book. Rest of all our projects are fully mobilized. Also, you must have noticed a decline in the revenue comprising year-on-year basis as well as the reduction in the margin. Work front issues during the monsoon time can be considered as the major reason for the decline in the revenue during the quarter in review. All our projects in UP, which contributes to about 36% of our order book, are at a structural level where projects progress was hit frequently due to this monsoon. Also, as we mentioned above, we are in the receipt of order worth rupees 1512 crore during current financial year, major in Gujarat, and those projects are either in basement level or at ground level where monsoon disturbs the most in construction process. This year, Gujarat also witnessed an unusual heavy rains which prolonged till September end. This impacted a huge at site by creating non-working condition and lower productivity. Simultaneously, during the same quarter last year, as we were on the verge of completion of major projects like SDB and Kashi project, where the structure was completed and we were executing mostly MEP and finishing work, which can be carried out smoothly in rainy season also. Also, due to this heavy order inflow during the quarter H1, company appointed an increased employee strength against which the revenue decreased due to monsoon, which clearly impacted the margins almost by 2%. We consider this as a seasonal effect and have come out of from this situation, and work on all projects are going from October onwards smoothly. To summarize, this financial has been far the best year in terms of order wins, but little weak in terms of execution in quarter 2, which will be surely improved in the coming quarters as we have entered into a season favoring to the construction segment. We are also confident and positive for the growth of infrastructure segment due to government's conscious efforts to accelerate economic growth through higher infrastructure spend and providing incentives to domestic manufacturing. A pickup in private capex is adding to India's growth story. The softening of the commodity prices augurs well for infrastructure companies, with steel prices having declined by 20% from its highest of March 2022. With this, I conclude my remarks, and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Ketan for the presentation in the finance.
Thank you, sir. The financial performance during the quarter ended September 2022 is as follows. Quarter 2 FY23 versus Quarter 2 FY22. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at 357 crore versus rupees 390 crore, which is reduced by 9% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at 39 crore versus rupees 55 crore, lower by 29% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 10.83% versus 14.02%. Net profit for the quarter is at rupees 22.95 crore versus rupees 36.61 crore, which is lower by 37% on YoY basis. PAT margin is at 6.29% versus 9.27%. The major reason of decline in revenue and margins have been briefed by CSR in his remarks. During the quarter, the revenue generated from all UP projects put together was 84 crore. During Quarter 2 FY23. Cumulative revenue till 30th September 2022 is rupees 266 crores for this project. Increase in other income is mainly attributable to reversal of impairment of loan to subsidiary company PSP Projects and Proactive Construction Private Limited. As the subsidiary has repaid loan to the extent of 75 lakhs during the quarter and is expected to repay the balance loan, the impairment provision of 2 crore has been reversed during the quarter. Would like to mention few important balance sheet numbers as on 30th September 2022. Long-term borrowing is 46 crores compared to 50 crore in quarter 1. Short-term borrowing 111 crores, which was 67 crore as on 30 June quarter 1. Gross block of assets 351 crores and net block 197 crores. Additions during the quarter was 6 crores. Increase in inventory from 81 crore in March 22 to 114 crore as on 30th September 22 is mainly due to increase in work in progress by 30 crore. Increase in current loans is mainly due to reversal of impairment on loan in subsidiary to the extent of 2 crores. Other financial assets has increased mainly due to increase in amount due from customers, that is unbilled revenue, which has increased from 128 crores to 147 crores. This mainly consists of 35 crores for Kashi project and 24 crores of SEB project, for which the final bills are under certification by the client. Increase in other current assets from 92 crores to 176 crores is mainly attributable to increase in advances to vendors from 75 crores to 127 crores and increase in balance with government authorities from 11 crores to 36 crores. Amount due to customers is advance billing, that is advance billing, is 31 crores and 21 crore as on March 22. Retention non-current is 85 crores, which was 81 crore in March 22. Retention current 36 crores, which was 33 crores in March 22. Mobilization advance 141 crores, which was 136 crore in March 22. Working capital days are as follows. Debtor days are 72, creditor days are 71, inventory days are 29, total net working capital days are 30. Out of total credit facility of 1047 crores, utilized limit is 645 crores, of which rupees 85 crores are fund-based utilization and 560 crores is non-fund-based utilization. As on 30th September 22, the company has total fixed deposit of 333 crores, out of which free deposits are 116 crores. FDs worth rupees 119 crores are under lien with banks for credit facilities, and FDs given to client as securities and EMD amounts to 18 crores. Work on hand as on 30th September 22 is 5081 crores. A detailed bifurcation is as per the presentation. That concludes the update on financials, and we are open for the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a question from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Pratap Bhai. Sir, when we have so much order book of 5,000 crore, why our top line is less in quarter two in compared to last year? Any specific reason?
See, I already mentioned in my opening remarks that the major impact is only because of monsoon. As most of the buildings which we are doing in UP, that is covering about 36% of our order book, that's the infrastructure part. And the monsoons in UP were prolonged till September end. That was one of the reasons. And the new order inflow of almost 1500 crore, which comprises of our Adani Energy House, Money Control Junction, Visomya Dam, Arawala X-Lines, Energy Tower X-City, NIMS Core and Shell Building, and the Nanakura Sports Complex. All these projects are in a way at the stage of starting. That was they were in the monsoon because they were at the foundation level, whether they are in the basement or they are at the foundation level. So the mostly when the structure work is in the previously also I have always mentioned the quarter revenue mostly depends on what type of activities and the quarter profits are also affected by the activities which are going in that quarter. So this year that this is a matter of chance that most of the buildings were at the structure stage and very few buildings were at the finishing stage, which was the reverse case in the last quarter when Surat, Diamond Bush and Kashi was going on. So that has impacted to the top line as well as to the extent to the bottom line. And bottom line is mostly impacted because the revenue was less and the expenses remained the same or the expenses little bit been increased because of the new staff we have taken for carrying out the new order book. So that all has included, affected the overall top line and because of the season, and the profit margins is affected because of the expensing remaining the same, and the revenue is getting reduced.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Detailed answer. All the best. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question is on the numbers. The first half, we have done 700 crores. So YOY, it's about just flattish. But our working capital has deteriorated. So just wanted to sense on why are we seeing deterioration in the working capital?
See, as sir has already mentioned, we have started this new project, and for that, it is still under excavation phase. And for that, we need to take the inventory and some work done, which is to be mentioned as a work in progress. So those are not yet billed, and we need to spend for those projects. And still, billing may not have started to that extent.
Yes, few expenses related to mobilization also.
Yeah, few mobilization expenses also we need to incur. So for that, working capital is utilized.
No, because our share of government orders in the order book is increasing. So is it something to do with that, the nature of the blended working capital is seeing some deterioration because of the mix change as well?
No, no, it can't be considered that way. It is purely because of the stage of the work. And most of the projects, once when you start, it requires a huge money in terms of mobilization and making the infrastructure required for the sites. And because of that expense being done in the first and the second quarter, that infrastructure getting converted into revenue till the end of the project.
Okay. My second question is on first quarter was impacted because of labor availability. Second quarter, there was extended monsoon. So, but now have the things normalized because we have a festive season during this October where people go home. So how do you think the third quarter will pan out, and how will it impact your full year guidance about 15% growth or closer to 2,000 crores of turnover? Because you'll have to make up for 1,300 crores of revenue in the second half, which will be a growth of almost 26% to 27% in the second half of last year. So how do you stand up there?
So there are two things to see here. So there are few projects which are in UP. They are still at the structural level, but the finishing work of the buildings which have already been done has already been started since last 1 month. And the MEP provisions which are required, MEP purchases which are required for those projects have already been done. So probably we have already initiated all these three activities, finishing MEP and the plastering part. So I personally feel that there will be a revenue, there won't be any much issue because of this. This was only because of the rain, but the resources were there available, and then the second, because the resources were not available in the first quarter, and when the resources were available, we were not having that situation to start the project because it was open to start. But now the situation is in control and we have sufficient labor, and I personally feel that we'll be able to recover that.
And what about the guidance, sir? Will you be able to do 2,000 crores of turnover this year?
Of course we will be able to do.
Okay. So thank you. The last question, sir, on these projects, so the EWS projects and the Uttar Pradesh medical colleges. So what kind of margins do you expect you can make on these projects now? Because these two are the large part of the order backlog. So if you can update us on the EWS projects, what's the legal update, any legal updates you have? And on the medical colleges, what kind of margins do you think the residual order book has?
The margins, as we have already said, that it has never been impacted because of the medical college or the situation in UP. It has, in this quarter also, as I mentioned, it is impacted 2% largely because of the overheads remaining the same and the revenue being not generated because of the situation of season. And as far as, probably there won't be any impact much on the margin because of UP. And secondly, the question was about EWS Bhiwandi. Yes, the hearing was lastly done. And again, the new date which is given is 21st November now to hear on the arbitration part.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. I'll join the queue for more questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Navid Birani from Dustin Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
I had two questions.
One was related to, you mentioned in your opening remarks that there was some augmented hiring which was done, and the revenue did not grow in line with that. So just wanted to understand as to when things normalize, can we expect the cost to normalize to around 4% levels with 2% of revenue?
Yeah, because in this quarter only we'll find 6.5, but probably we will go in the same pace also at the end of the year, we'll be in the range of 3.5 to 4%.
That's helpful. And sir, last one, I just wanted to understand that the borrowing and as a result finance cost has started to climb up. So just wanted to understand as to, are we, refraining to take mobilization advances and are taking debt to fund the project initially? Is that the case?
See, mostly our new projects will be with mobilization advance, and also definitely it will be streamlined. So currently we are using this working capital for the new projects and all. But once the formalities and everything is over, that mobilization advance will be coming for the price for the project. So that will be utilizing in next quarter, in this current quarter.
Understood. And then lastly, if you can just, again mention the number of pledged FDs with the bank.
Yeah, I have mentioned a total number of FDs at 333 crores. And out of that, the FDs pledged with the bank is 199 crores. Right, and a total free FDs with us is 116 crores. So if you see, we are utilizing those fund-based limits because we don't want to break these FDs and all. So the company has the funds, surplus funds available to use as instead of using working capital. But as a prudent policy, we are, for a temporary phenomena, we are utilizing working capital limits.
Okay, yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just again coming back to the execution part. So now, as you are saying, the execution is now on the smooth and monsoon is kind of over. So for the third and fourth quarter, how much, I think last time we said around 2,200 crore revenue and just now you said 2,000 crore. So for the full year, how much we are looking at? Because we were talking about 22-25%. So that was around 2,200 crore revenue we were looking at. So now how much we can easily do for this year?
See, I have not said 2,000 crore. Parikshit asked me that we'll be able to reach to 2,000 crore. So he mentioned me about 2,000 crore. Yes, we have still promised about 2,200 crore, and our projection planning and the internal planning still maintains at the 2,200 crore, and we'll try to reach to 2,200 crore.
So from this quarter, that means we need to do close to 1,500 crore kind of revenue in second half. So can we see 650 crore plus from the third quarter itself so that the fourth quarter should not have a significant pressure in terms of
Of course we have to do, and that is very there in our planning for this quarter.
Okay, that is great thing. And in terms of the margin, as you mentioned, now once the execution will be normalized, so the employee cost will be coming down, so we would be again back to the 12% plus kind of a margin.
Yeah.
Okay. Third is on the order inflow. So 1,512 crore we have received plus the latest 345 crore government Gujarat order. So that if we add, so we have close to 1,857 crore order inflow. So how much more now we are looking at?
That will still stick to our order inflow target of 2,500 crore.
Okay, 2,500 crore. Are we L1 or any specific order that you think likely to be open bid in next 2 months?
No, we have whatever we were L1, we have already declared first round. But there are few projects still to come, which will be in the large scale, and probably still we are having a 6 months of journey from here to end till March 2023. So adding on further 1,000 crore from here will not be a big task. Even if that L1 order is converted into status is converted to order, we'll already reach to 1,800 crore. So we'll require further 1,000 crore inflow till March, which is, I personally feel, is not that much big task. And it is within that period, if we get a larger opportunity to go beyond that, that can also be seen. But presently, I'm saying that it can we will be easily reaching to 2,500 crore.
Okay, that's great. And further in terms of the large projects, so we mentioned the 5,000 crore bid pipeline. So last time also said a couple of 1,000 odd crore kind of project is there. So Surat and Mumbai Gems and Jewelry. So anything specific you want to highlight when the bidding will be done? When can we see the outcome?
The Surat bidding is already completed, but somewhere by bad luck only single tender of PSP has came. So probably the Surat Municipal Corporation will go again for bidding within this next week. Let us see how it goes beyond by end of this month. But presently that we have already bidded that tender and it was only a single tender. So I personally feel it doesn't have received any news from them. But probably single tenders are usually rejected by the department first at first level, and if single tender comes at the second stage, they may consider single tender also. But as of now, we are not sure what they will decide. But even if they go for reinvitation of tender, that will come within this week, within next week.
Okay. Mumbai 1,000. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Piyush Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I just want to check this margin decline in this current quarter because of monsoon, what you are saying, whatever, around 11 to 20%. Is it a one-off and will again close the year and next 1 or 2 years in the trajectory of 14% all margin, which we have achieved in 2022?
No, 14% maybe says that is a, in general not achievable all the time. We usually say it is in the range of 11 to 12%, and we will be reaching to that level, and we will be trying to maintain that level, because 14% what we reached was a special case, and as I said, that depends on that quarter, what type of activities are there and what level of projects are going on in those activities in that quarter.
So we are giving a target of around 12 to 12.5%, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next question is that one or two times in the, this call, you have mentioned this Central Vista opportunity. When you said that ki, if you will complete it, that Surat Diamond Goes project, then you will have a eligibility to bid for higher projects. So anything worked down on that front, sir? Central Vista or any other big project? Maybe you are not bidded or maybe you are just evaluating?
So the bidding on that client only, the Surat Diamond, after completion of Surat Diamond Goes, the project which we have bidded for Surat Municipal Corporation is 1,080 crore, and that is based on that criteria only where we have got this opportunity to bid for such a large project. And as far as Central Vista is concerned, so till now there is no tender from the date when we have received that certificate from Surat Diamond Goes. None of the large project has been announced by at Central Vista level till now.
Any other opportunity after you becoming eligible for bigger projects after the Surat Diamond Board PSU you are evaluating?
No, not to the scale which you are thinking, which is more than 1,000 or 1,500 crore has been announced.
Okay. So what is your overall outlook, the way you would be seeing if the projects are being started, evaluated, awarded, you are bidding? What is the outlook you are seeing overall? Not about a quarter or per se something, maybe 1 or 2 years. Outlook-wise, how's the activity going on?
See, overall outlook, as we always strive and always try to achieve, is about 20 to 25% of growth. And each year we should lend to a minimum order book of addition of further 20 to 25% of order book, keeping the, to the revenue. That can put us all the time to a outstanding order book of more than 5,000 crore, which is more than sufficient for next 1.5 years.
And sir, what you said the 1,000 crore still expected in H2. So let's assume this 5,000 crore will become 6,000 crore. And then out of this 6,000 crore, there will be execution of around 1,200 to 1,300. So are we saying we'll close the year around 4,800 or 5,000 around, or you will have a higher order book by the end of March 23?
See, this time it is a record that usually first two quarters we do not get such so many numbers of order, but this has happened for the first time in my 5 years. So we have already reached to 1,500 plus the L1, that is 1,800. So probably if we get a good opportunity, we can go beyond 2,500 crore. But presently I look at 2,500 crore minimum.
So any upper side which you
have... I request you to come back in the queue.
Okay, no, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure the management is able to answer all queries, kindly restrict your questions to 2 at a time. We have a question from the line of Agam Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Can you repeat figures for your debt equity? How much your debt is there in your balance sheet, including your working capital debt?
See, as I mentioned, our long-term debt is 46 crores, which mainly includes equipment loans and one mobilization finance which we have opened for this UP project. And short-term debt, that is CP and other working capital requirement, is 111 crores.
Okay, and how was this figure last year?
Last year the long-term debt was 50 crores. And short-term debt as in March 22, I'm saying, and short-term debt was 67 crores. So if you see, the short-term working capital limits has been utilized more by means up to 111 crores from 67 crores. Yes.
And you see this figure more increasing?
May not be increasing because normally our range is between 60 to 80, maximum up to 90 crores. But this we have already mentioned that since a few of the new projects are at the stage of starting of the project, we need to expense for various mobilization expenses like labor colony and all other major expenses. And till then, we might not have received the mobilization advance as some formalities need to be completed for this new project. So, that's the reason.
Okay. And on the Pandharpur and the two projects which are stuck, so any update on that? Let's say the hearing is postponed. So, what is the roadmap ahead?
See, we are waiting that court to decide on the arbitration as far as BSE is concerned. Once we are awarded arbitration, then the process of arbitration about our claims related to what we have spent on the project will start. And on the Pandharpur side, still nothing has happened. We have just sent a notice for the due payments which we have been long-term due. So they have not, I think they have replied for that. No. They have not replied to that, our notice to the Pandharpur Nagarpalika.
So, 700 crore is the size of the two projects, right? Totally?
No. 550 and 150, 700, you're right.
So that includes 5,000, right? Or that is 5,000?
That is included in present outstanding order, you're right.
And projection for this year internally, does it include any work coming from these two projects or is without this?
No, we are not considering that those projects to start for, and we have not considered any revenue for the projection of this year.
Okay.
Mr. Shah, thank you. We have our next question from the line of Chintan Seth from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. One bookkeeping on the pending orders as on September. Adani residential project, the total contract value last quarter was mentioned around 499 crore. That has revised down to 359 crore this quarter. Just wanted to check what has led to that. And second question is on, you know, as you mentioned, the execution will pick up. But the 5,000 odd crore of bid pipeline, what are our targets for next year? Given that, you know, if I remove the 700 crore of orders of the Pandharpur and Bhiwandi, and this year we are looking at 2,500 crore and 2,200 crore of revenue, the next year will, asking rate will depend on the order inflow of next year, right? So if you can guide, what are the guidance we are working on for the next year?
Yeah, okay. One first question was related to Adani Real Estate, that order value has been reduced from 349 to 210. That's what your question was?
Yeah,
499.
It has reduced.
There was one, the 150 crore order has been cancelled because of there is a change in design of the overall pack. So that form the order is no more now in the order book, and it is not part of our 5,000 crore order book. Also, we already made that change, as now that order may come or may not come after design change. And second question was related to order inflow for the year, am I right? So order inflow, I already said that we have targeted about 2,500, out of which we have reached to 1,512, plus the L1 status, if it is converted to order, we have already reached to 1,800 crore plus. So we'll be easily reaching to the order inflow what we have projected for this year.
I was mostly talking about next year order inflows.
Next year order inflow, again, as I said, that whatever revenue you can generate, and if you can add on your order book to more than 25% of the revenue of the previous year, that's what we always target for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prashant Gopal from Spark Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So any color on margin impact due to commodity price movements?
Presently, we don't see any impact on margins as of now, because the steel cements are reduced to a large extent and it has become steady. So as such, no much impact should come on the price.
Mr. Gopal?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bal Krishna Vagasia from Axanoun Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening, madam and sir. The first question is related to, like, as you said, the PSP was the only bidder for Surat Municipal Building, right?
Yeah.
And do you think the process of tender allotment will get completed before the Gujarat election is declared?
I think now it is little bit difficult. If that tender could have, somebody else has also bidded for the same project, because the PQ criteria is a little bit strong. So I think one or two companies further from me is getting qualified, but none of the companies have put the tender. So probably even if they give this minimum 1 week time, so before election, if the tenders are floated, it can, at least the process of tender can be over. But avoiding the contract, I personally don't see that much fast they can move.
Okay. And what is the deadline for, project deadline for UP Medical College project?
Deadline for project, we already said some of the projects will be getting mostly completed by March, and some of the projects are getting set towards June and June to August.
March and August, next year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you said that your workforce has been increased, right, in comparison of last quarter?
Yeah, it has already been increased from the July on August onwards, but July August was a very heavy rain and continued till September. There is a major impact on the company.
Do you have any rough number regarding the number of percentage increase in workforce, like employee number of employees increase?
Probably, if I'm not having the exact number, but usually when it was the crisis of labor, it is almost 30 to 40% of labor available towards average number of labor available. So it should be in the incremental of about 60 to 70%.
Okay. And are we completely out of the Diamond Boost project, right? That is 100%.
Yes, we are completely out. We are at the verge of completion of the final accounts as of now.
And the last question, what the amount madam said about regarding unbilled revenue for March 22 and September 22?
Yeah, March 22 it was 128 crores and as on 30th September it is 147 crores. And I already said that this mainly comprises of these two completed projects for which final bills are still pending for certification. And that is 35 crores for Kashi and 24 crores for Surat.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Abhishek Basumallika from IntelSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you give me some updates on how your precast facility is doing and what kind of benefits you are deriving out of it?
So precast facility, we already said that now we are getting, as and when we are doing one or the other projects, we are getting more and more inquiry from different types of structures. So first, thing which we did on our own industry. Then we got an order of one industry within Ahmedabad, and then we got 6 orders for making godowns, warehousing facility for Godwin. But in terms of infrastructure also, L&T first gave us an order about 50 to 60 crore for making the substation infrastructure which is required at the bullet train, and literally they gave us the order of 190 crore for making a precast element on the track of the bullet train. So yes, I can say that they might need
it was about 30 crores that was, the work was there. In Q2, can you give us some kind of numbers in terms of what happened?
Yeah, it is around 20 to 25 crores. But see, mainly we are using for L&T as a precast cell, but we are also using as a backward integration for certain other projects. Some small quantities are transferred to other projects also. So if you look at precast going forward, it will be like, it will be a cost center and we will be supplying the material to other sites also. In addition to such L&T type of infra projects, that also will be part of precast use facility.
Now what is happening, one factory we are doing for noodle factory we are doing at Sanam. Once we started the project, then they understand the plant and they come and visit the plant. They also convert some of the things into precast. So some of the things get converted from the our original orders of casting into the precast to speed up the project. So those types of addition that will always be added within the project. Suppose we are doing one project for Torrent and their compound wall was previously not precast. Now we are doing that for precast also. So such types of...
basically in the precast, will we be getting, increased margin going forward for our existing projects because we are using precast, or is it that we will be able to deliver faster? What is the benefit? Because we put in so much capex, and I'm trying to understand what is the tangible benefit that, we are getting out of it.
You're right. As far as the existing project is concerned, we try to use precast to speed up the project at times. But once this precast becomes the type of technology which is being universally accepted, once the 2 or 3 projects are done completely, as I said, we have done one industry of our own factory, then we did one more factory. So looking to those factories, now we are getting orders from warehousing facility. We are also getting some of the orders of our industry, our project which are industrial, getting converted into precast.
So it is both way. Once the technology is accepted and we are doing it for a other person, that can improve our margins depending on the timeline required from the client side, or it can speed up our project also if it is the requirement from client. And if it is a specific requirement from client, that can improve our margin also.
Okay. And so the last question that I have is, this quarter you said we've roughly added about 1500 crores of new orders. How much are fixed price in that and how much are variable pricing? And because raw material prices are going down, should we expect higher margins going forward in these fixed price contracts?
I think the major orders which I can say in 1515 is mostly the private sector from Ahmedabad and near in Gujarat. So almost all the projects are carrying price escalation or price pass through, except I think the only order of Nagpur sports complex, which will be as per RBI index.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jayesh Shah from Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations to the management for a good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted a general idea if you can give now that we have been, elevated to the next level and we can bid for the project up to 2,000 crores and above. What will the strategy of the management be going ahead? Will we now start bidding only for bigger projects, or it will be a blended mix of smaller and medium projects also? Because, maybe the completion time and realizations are sometimes better in the smaller projects also. So what would be the strategy of the management going ahead if we can grow some time?
See, our strategy is still the same, that where PSP is getting more and more appreciation in terms of order as they at the same time maintaining the bottom line also. So as we say, private sector, where the competition from 50 to 200 crore is niche, where the large companies do not want to participate, then we have a better edge of as an organized contractor in and around Ahmedabad or in Gujarat. So up to 200 crore, yes, our main segment shall be private sector. And when we talk about government sector, there till 500 crore, there is a huge competition between the local players. So beyond 500 crore shall be the right target for PSP, where the qualifying criteria are high and the competition is again is because of the large companies like L&T, Shapoorji, the Tata or NCC, these four or five companies getting qualified beyond 500 crore. So these will be the two areas which we should target, and we have been doing the same since last few years, and that should be the futuristic target also to maintain our top line and bottom line.
Okay, and sir, second question was, do the company plans to get into even the road construction, because a lot of infra push is there on the road side also. So is there any
we haven't ever thought about going into any infrastructure project. We'll try to remain in this segment, either in in the building line purely as a contractual firm, not even into developing business, nor into the infrastructure business.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have
I think see your question. Have any person to ask the question?
Yes, sir. We do have
okay.
Three.
Yeah. Three. Okay, fine. We'll do, yeah.
All right, sir. We have a question from the line of Rushabh Shah from RBSA Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Just want to understand from industry perspective, next 2-3 years, since PSP has been, historically have known to achieve various milestones, and the current, macro environment, can we assume that the best for PSP is yet to come? And, if you can share some pointers, what gives you that confidence, it will be really helpful. Thank you.
See, there are two things. Previously, we were known in the industry for civil and architectural finishes. Then we have entered into MEP. Then we have entered into design build. So that's the USP of PSP, that each year we have grown to a scale where we are getting more and more opportunities of EPC and design build projects. Secondly, after completion of the Surat Diamond Push, we have also got that
enough confidence and capability to execute large projects. So that is also giving us the better benefit in terms of internally that we have completed that project in time with a specific requirement of quality on such a large project. So we'll be able to execute a large project, and the capabilities have already grown within the company. So these are the two things which, and in future also we have done some of the projects, and still we are doing every year about 50 to 100 crores of interior. So any project from design, build, civil, MEP and interior, these are the three lines where we can go ahead, and most of the clients now want to work with a single point responsibility, and here we have a better edge that we are into all the three fields of construction, building construction.
We have our next question from the line of Mahek Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. Hello, Mahek Talati.
Yeah.
We are not able to hear you.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
So how much is the capacity utilization for the precast factory which we have?
So presently on an average, the concrete quantity which we are executing is in the range of 80 to 90 cubic meters per day. It should be minimum, I would say on average, it should be between 150 to 200 cubic meters. So I think we can say to presently it is 50%. But probably once we enter into large size buildings, we will be able to achieve 300 cubic meters per day.
Okay. And that would translate into 90-95% kind of utilization.
Yeah.
And do we have any CAPEX plans for this particular segment?
Presently, we have already planned some of the CAPEX as we have got order from L&T, which is only on infrastructure. The major facility is already ready, but there are few things which we have to invest on the mold side, which is specific requirement from L&T. So that will be the only CAPEX which will be required. Further, for buildings, the facility is almost ready.
And with respect to Central Vista, initially like around 3 quarters back, we were quite bullish on, you know, getting some orders from there, and they are also announcing a couple of tenders. Now, what has changed between then and now, apart from the fact that, you know, we got a bit delayed with the Surat Diamond Bourse execution because of COVID, but otherwise, has anything else changed in that particular respect?
See, as far as Central Vista is concerned, yes, you are right. We have bidded at times for that PMO, the executive NK, but at that time we could not submit the certificate which was required by the client. And then that certificate, once we received, then after that tender was announced, and at that time our most of the new projects were starting, so we didn't bid for that project. But yes, that was the only project announced of 1,200 crores since I think almost 8 to 9 months. So no other project has been announced. After overall this development which is going on is really, we have reached to about 6,000 crore out of 18 to 20,000 crore. So probably there must be some issue at that Central Vista level why they are not putting up more and more tenders. So as far as PSP is concerned, nothing has changed. But that opportunity to bid for that project, large project, has never been announced since last 6 to 8 months.
If they come up with a further announcement, do we plan to bid for that, or
again, that's because we have this year we have already reached to 1800 crore of order book, and the target is not more than 2005 crore minimum. So if we get a better opportunity in and around and Ahmedabad or within Gujarat, probably because our order book is more than what we have planned, we may not bid for those projects also. So that it depends on the opportunity which we are getting within next 3 to 4 months.
And sir, as you mentioned earlier that, you know, in the first 2 quarters, it's not usual for any construction company to receive so much of orders. And we are already doing such good numbers. If we get a chance of, you know, getting more orders, will we accept them, or will we stop after 2,500 crores if we get this year's number?
At least we should say that the target which we have set is about 2,500. If we can go up to 3,000 or 3,000 plus crore, that is more than for ourselves to stretch ourselves to the execution stage. So till 3,000, there is no point in saying no. But yes, minimum target is 2,500 and maximum can be 3,200, which is sufficient for the companies to manage as per the past experience what we have done.
Okay. And sir, do we plan to take any orders from outside India as well? Like previously we have worked in US with a subsidiary. Do we plan to do that anytime in future?
No, we have no plans for going to overseas.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take our last question from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand from the CAPEX front, so as we have received the order inflow of around 1800 crore, including L1 order, and all these projects are about to start in the near to medium term. So any kind of incremental CAPEX that we would be required to do apart from our regular CAPEX for this kind of projects and further order inflow for this FY23 and 24?
As such, there is no fixed planning of going for that CAPEX. In general, we always end up at 3-4% of the revenue. So till now we have not made any large CAPEX within these 6 months. So that can be within the range of 35-40 crore, which is yet to come.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the UP medical project, so as we have done around 85 crore work during this particular quarter, and around more than 1,000 crore is yet pending. So what could be the run rate that we can expect for upcoming 3-4 quarters as our deadline would be nearing and our execution and our overall revenue target is also higher for upcoming quarters? So what could be the run rate from this UP project for upcoming quarters?
So now what we are saying is next March onwards our project should start completion depending on the status of the project at each medical college. So from March to August, even if we consider, so it is a journey of about 2 quarters this year and next 1 or 1.5 quarters next year. So we should be in the position to maintain our 250 crore to reach to this 1,000 crore achievement which we want.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So there are no more questions. I would now like to hand over the call to management for closing comments.
Hello. Once again, thank you everyone for joining us and your continued support and trust on us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relation advisor, E&Y. And they will connect with you offline. Thank you, Prem, for hosting our call. Wishing you all a happy Diwali, Saal Mubarak, enjoy the festival. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you can now disconnect your lines.